And now, Cavco Dovka Enterprises presents Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied with your favorite right-wing radio host, Pete Bone. The Pete Bone Show will not be denied. Here, then, is Pete Bone. Thank you. This is Pete Bone, and, well, we've got a great treat for you today. We've got the new up-and-coming voice in conservative radio. Ben Shapiro will be my very special guest coming up here on Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Ben is a mover. He's a shaker. He's shaking up the left, I'll tell you that. Nothing makes me happier than when a guy shakes up the left. Sean Hannity joins us, though, just as a preliminary, Sean, and thank you for being on the program. This is a great honor to have you.
My pleasure.
Sean, what do you think of this kid Shapiro?
Well, I think he's... there's no question in my mind that he's one of the big voices in conservative radio. I think I am. I think you are, Pete. I think to a lesser degree, because you're not as national as I am. And I say that, I respect you.
No, I know that.
But I would say that I am... the main voice, other than Rush, I have to give him his due, depending upon, even though he's sort of slid off the, Rush has slid off of the national spotlight.
When did that happen?
It happened sometime around the 2013, 2015, I don't know, when he lost his big affiliates in Los Angeles, for instance. But that's okay, because I believe I'm still on KBC. Do you know that?
I don't know, I haven't checked.
Jeez, I have to check and see where I am these days. I do know that this kid, Ben Shapiro, is wonderful.
And what do you think my chances...
Let's not talk about your career right now, Pete.
You know what? I'm sorry.
It always gets around to that. We're in the middle of a show here.
Right.
And your music's still playing.
You're absolutely right. This is Pete Bone, and this is the Pete Bone Experience right here on the Cavco Telcon Radio Network. Well, folks, we do have Sean Hannity. You just heard Sean talking. We do have as well a fine young man who is really shaking it up in the conservative arenas. He is going to be our very special guest here coming up, and his name, of course, is Ben Shapiro. I don't know. What do you say about a kid that is just taking everything by storm? And that, in a way, is the way it ought to be. You know, Sean.
I like the way he just has grabbed a hold of it and taken it and has run with it.
That's my impression too. And I
I know it hurt you a little bit, Pete.
No. It didn't hurt me at all because we're all in this together. We all love our country.
That's it exactly, and that's something that I want you to remember, especially you, Pete, and some of the lesser lights. And I say that every universe needs to have its lesser lights. You have the brighter stars, and you have those distant stars. And I guarantee you, Pete, on any given night, when a young lady or a young woman is wishing upon that star, it's probably the less brighter of the stars that she's wishing on. So we need that.
All right. But I've always hoped, and I think my listeners would also agree, that the national forum for Pete Bone is right around the corner.
No question in my mind. No question in my mind. You're going to be up there, Pete, because we have so many wonderful conservative voices. We've got me. We've got Mark Levin. We have young Ben Shapiro. And now I've mentioned a gentleman who happened to be Jewish, but that's got nothing at all.
No. I absolutely. Absolutely. I understand that.
And I know that the conservative movement has traditionally been hostile to Jewish, not Jewish upper class, but working class.
Yes, that's what confused me.
But let's get that out of your mind. I'm not Jewish. My name is Hannity. Okay? So...
That's not a Jewish name? I get so confused. Listen, hey, I wish you all the best. I know you guys are pulling for me.
That's the most important thing. We're pulling for you and Michael Medved and a lot of these guys that, I don't know, what's his name, still around? Who's the guy? Mike... But we have Michael Medved, and we have the other conservative guy. Is it G. Gordon Liddy?
No, those guys are... But yes, a lot of guys... We've got a lot of great conservative voices.
We have that's all there is. And that's what we've always wanted. So I want you to bide your time. I want you to be patient. And remember, President Trump, his agenda, and what he's thinking, and how he wants to apply it, each and every day. That's the only reason why we're on the air. In a lot of ways, it's why I live. It's why I'm alive.
Well, you know, I feel that way too, Sean. I had a dream the other night.
Now, let me just finish my thought, and we can, because I do want to hear about it. I do want to hear about your dream, but I feel it's as if I was born for this moment, and that and that it's just getting better. Now, this Ben Shapiro is a culmination. He is the fulfillment almost. You know how I feel. I think Pete, you're John the Baptist, and I'm sort of John the. And I think Pete, I think you're John the Baptist. And I'm John the Baptist, and Ben Shapiro is Jesus, but not fully, because I feel like I'm also going to be Jesus. But right now I'm kind of in a...
Yeah, well, I do. I feel like a herald, you know.
That's the word, a herald.
Yeah, I feel like I'm heralding the arrival of the new young right-wing buck.
Right. And although buck is... Isn't that racial?
No. I would never do that.
No, but... As conservatives, we kind of get our feet crossed on those things. But I want to just say, I am the John the Baptist to Ben Shapiro's Jesus, but then I'll also become Jesus.
And what does that make Ben Shapiro after you become Jesus?
He's like a younger version of me. I'll be the older Jesus. Then he, some people, I had a joke the other day. The guy said, well, which one of you is going to be the one that gets crucified? And I thought that was anti-Semitic.
But you're not Jewish.
That's true, and I got to remember that. But it's going to be exciting.
I'm talking to Sean Hannity, folks. So here on the Pete Bone Show, this is a rare treat. Sean is driving. Are you going home?
I am, but I'm going in circles because I want to continue the conversation.
Well, why don't you go home and kick off your shoes?
No, it's all right. I'd rather stay in the car and talk to you. And I say that with a great. I love my wife and I love my family, but I'd rather. Just be in the car and talk to you.
All right. Sean Hannity with us. We're going to have on here in just a moment the new voice of conservative radio. His name is Ben Shapiro, and we'll have Ben here in just a moment here on The Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone will not be denied on the Cavco-Dobco network presentation. We'll be right back.
This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant, and it's my company that syndicates Pete Bone, and we sure would love to have in the stable a guy like Ben Shapiro, and so I'm going to be joining Pete later on in the program.
Don't miss Tom Dovka today with Pete Bone and Ben Shapiro on the Cavco Dovka Radio Enterprise. Do you feel oily? Do you have skin flaking from the top of your head? Do you look in the mirror and some days see the creature from the Black Lagoon? Hi, Stan Frightener here for Frightener Easy Cream. This is a development that I am responsible for. In my basement and on weekends when my wife and kids were not here and I turned the entire house, frankly, into a laboratory, I was able to develop the Frightener Cream with fair rapidity. You put it on wherever your body is oily or is dried out, and you let it sit there for half an hour. Now, here comes the fun part. Once it becomes good and dry, it becomes flammable, but not so flammable that it's injurious. Just set a match to the Frightener Cream and watch your body go up in flames, but not one bit of you is burned. That's right. This is a fun thing for the kids to watch. Your wife will be amazed. You'll look at yourself in the mirror, and you'll see basically something from a horror... And you'll see something basically from a horror movie, a man on fire. But don't jump up and down and go, ah, because you're not burning. You're not burning. You're not burning. This is Fire Marshal John Horovo, and I arrived here at the Frightener residence, and he was fine. He was in flames, walking around, drinking a cup of soup, I think is what he was doing, and just enjoying himself, and I didn't see any, there is nothing bad or anything. The Frightener Cream can be yours by just sending $5.95 to Frightener Creams, Chicago, Illinois. That's $5.95. To Frightener Creams, Skokie, Illinois. Once again, that address is Frightener Creams, Toronto, Canada. We'll send you a jar of it with instructions on how to use it, and you'll need a book of matches. It's as simple as that. The Frightener Creams. Get it today. Send away to Frightener Creams, Box 6, in Kagan and in the state of Swambilia. Pete Bone will not be denied on the Cavco Dovka Radio Enterprise. And now, here's Pete Bone. All across America, Pete Bone is happening. We're on big stations, little stations. We're in your town on a brand new station in Swenson. That's Swenson, Missouri. We're on KL17X5. KL17X5. It's a ham radio station, but guess what? They're making big inroads, and they're going to have themselves a commercial license anytime. You just wait and see. Sean Hannity is with me as we await the arrival of Ben Shapiro, who is supposed to be Sean, he's a little bit late.
Well, you're going to have to expect this because Ben is the new star, and he's going to take his time. I did it when I was starting out. You'll notice that I was on time for this interview because I didn't...
You didn't want to chance this one.
No, you don't want to chance it. When you get to be like me, I'm in my 50s now, and I don't want to blow it. Although I've got enough money, I can retire.
Let me ask you, why don't you?
Are you kidding?
I mean, other than the fact that our country is in very dire straits, President Trump must be reelected. No question.
Well, that's the whole reason. That's the whole reason why I don't retire. President Trump must be reelected, or the country will become a horror of socialism. And I say this with great respect, black people and brown people, not that we don't want them, but if you have them, if there's so many of them, and this is what you can't get these liberals to understand.
Yeah, if there's so many blacks and brown people, you don't know who's in charge.
That there, right there. You can't, you don't, who do you go to ask, how do we, you know, we need to get some money for defense. Am I supposed to go to a brown guy? Well, a lot of people would call me racist, and that's what they do over on the left. They call you racist.
Well, he's arrived, I'm told, and...
Oh, great.
We have Ben Shapiro on the line from Chicago. You're in New York, right, Sean?
I'm in New York.
And here is Ben Shapiro. Ben, I understand you're in the bathtub tonight, right?
I am, and I hope you can excuse me because I've had a very stressful day. Sean, how are you doing?
Ben, how are you?
I'm great.
And so, no, not at all, Ben. I realize that your career is just taking off in leaps and bounds, isn't it? So you're going to have to, at some point...
Water in here to get that. Sean Hannity here. What are you doing now? You're between stations and, well, you know, I'm doing an awful lot of television. That hot water feels good. Hold on. Oh, God damn, that feels good. I'm doing a lot of television appearances. I'm doing a lot of that kind of television appearances and personal appearances, too.
Are you doing, are you signing autographs, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, I am, and it's interesting. I didn't think that I would do that kind of thing, but I guess when you're in radio...
Well, you do become a little bit of a star, Ben.
Yeah, who's this? This is, it's Pete Bone?
This is Pete Bone. This is the show. It's my show that you're on.
Oh, okay, you're right. Forgive me, I've been, like I said, but you've been in radio a long time, haven't you?
I have, since I was 13.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if I can tell you, Ben, Pete has been in radio since he was 13. He scrubbed the toilets at the first station he was at.
Oh, no kidding. That's very interesting. Well, imagine you guys are big stars, right?
A lot of us can be big stars. Yes, I've been, and I will be, as yet, a big star.
Yeah, can I talk to Ben, just him one-on-one with me without you? For just a second, Pete, just a second.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Ben, listen, we were talking about, well, the two of us, you know, Pete is like a John the Baptist, Michael Medved's a John the Baptist, and all of these other guys are, you know, these other conservatives. But you and I are the Jesuses, you know.
I think that it was true of you. Yeah, I think it was true of you, Sean, until I came along. And now I think that I am, in a lot of ways, the John the Baptist. I mean, the Jesus, don't you think?
No, I don't think you've quite got there yet. But that's what I was saying. If we, the two of us, were Jesus, which of us would be crucified? Don't answer that, because I was just joking, okay?
Hold on. Oh, God damn, it feels good.
What is that?
It's hot water.
This is the Pete Bone Show.
Hold on for a second. I know you have to do that, Pete, but I want to make sure that... Are you all right, Ben?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying the hot water, that's all.
So my question is, which of us is the Jesus Christ of the conservative movement?
Well, you know something? I think it's only fair to say that President Trump is.
No. I understand that. But of me, Sean Hannity, and you, Ben Shapiro, who is the Jesus... Let's say the Jesus Christ of the conservative radio movement.
That's how I would put it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd say that both of us are, but I think when it comes time to crucify us, it would be probably, I guess it would be me.
Oh, so you think you'd have the immortality?
Well, you asked me to make a decision. What do you think about it, Pete?
Yeah, what do you think, Pete?
I think it's a very, it's not a good metaphor.
Well, I know, but we're stuck with it, so.
I would say the guy that's going to last, well, you know what, I think it's Pete Bone.
So seriously, though.
Yeah, no, I that's a hard one. I wouldn't want to go there.
All right, well, why don't we can work that one out later, but,
Tell you what, Sean, if you don't mind, I know you have to get home. I know you're circling your house.
I'm driving around, yeah. I guess I should...
Why don't you go ahead and take a chill, and I'm going to handle this end of the interview, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
No, Sean, thank you very much. Sean Hannity, folks.
Thank you very much, Pete. Ben, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Ben, this is a first for me to have you on my program. The Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied show.
What does that mean? I'm interested because, you know, as I'm starting out my radio career, I want to learn all about it. You know?
Yeah, that is a, it's a catchphrase that I use, and yeah, and kind of like, aren't you doing something now with?
Well, we're giving away subscriptions. You can watch me on my on the Daily Wire, and you can listen. And I think I do some cute promos for that. Oh, I know what it is. You can see my glorious, magnificent face, something like that.
Now you're gonna wanna have something.
Well, I'm not asking for advice. I just asked.
No, I understand that.
I'm just asking you what, you know, the catchphrases. How do you come up with those?
Is this something that comes with the territory of doing the conservative thing, as I've been doing for a long, long time?
How long have you been doing conservative radio?
For years. I've been many times. I was the only conservative on the air. And, you know, a lot of ways, back in the bad old days, we had nothing but liberals running the show. Thank God for President Bush.
His name's Trump. Boy, you're not going to get very far if you don't remember who the conservative president of the moment is. It is President Bush, God rest him. But there's only one President Trump.
No, I understand that.
Only one President Trump. And we need to remember that because he is the one that empowered the entire conservative radio movement. He's certainly empowered me in my career. And Sean, is Sean still there?
No, Sean is gone now.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the guy that I think has given Sean life, you know, his new life. That's the way I would put it. He's given Sean Hannity new life with a career that might have been stumbling for a while. But I'm not saying that Sean's career ever really stumbled, but I would say that he has had, you know, a...
Now, Sean's a...
excuse me, it's Sean, and I want to talk to you. It's been there. Yeah, me too. My career's not stumbling. My career's doing just fine. Okay, I went gang. Yeah, my career's...
All right, no problem. This is the Pete Bone Show here on the Cavco Dovka Enterprise. We'll be right back. Ben, enjoy that bath. We'll be right back with Ben Shapiro.
It's fantastic. Loving it.
This is Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied here on the Cavco Dovka Radio Network. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. I'm Pete Bone. We'll be right back with Ben Shapiro and Sean Hannity to be jumping in. Some of your phone calls, too, here on the Pete Bone Show. Hi, this is Pete Bone, and do you know that I have written my version of world history? That's right, and when I say my version of world history, you know it's the fact, it's the truth, it's the way it really was. All of this stuff about how America was oppressing workers and slavery, all this liberal stuff is finally put in its place, and the real America emerges in Pete Bone's version of world events. Was there really a World War II? Well, of course there was, but what were the Germans? Yes, there were Nazis, but were they all that bad? Yes, they were bad. They were very bad. But were they that bad is the point that I'm trying to make. And I make it very well, I think, in the book, Pete Bone's version of world history. Communists, we like to think of them as the workers of the world uniting. But the scum, man, the story hasn't been told there. And then again, there's my life story, as how do I fit into world history? Well, I can tell you I played a far more significant role than any of you will imagine. Pete Bone's version of world history can be yours by sending $5.95 to Pete Bone's version of world history, Cavco Dovka Enterprises, Chicago, Illinois. That's Pete Bone's version of world history, Dovka Cavco Enterprises. I got that wrong. Skokie, Illinois. Wait a minute. It's Pete Bone's version of world history, Dovka Cavco Dovcavco, and that's the network, and that's also in, I believe it's Champlain, Illinois. So I'm sorry I screwed that up. Pete Bone's version of world history can be yours by sending $5.95 to Dovka Cavco Dovcav and Cavdava. In somewhere in Illinois, we're still working that out. Pete Bone here, and thank you very, very much there. That is Randy Hasbro. Randy, as you know, is dead, but for the longest time, he was my announcer, and we remember him. He was an alcoholic. He ran his car into a bridge abutment, and they said they saw an explosion. That's what they said, and there is no real... They had to bury And I shouldn't even say this.
You're talking about Randy Brownstein, who is your announcer?
Yeah, Ben Shapiro is with us. He's you're taking a bath right now, Ben?
I am. I'm sorry to do that, but it's been such a difficult day.
No. We had Sean Hannity with us.
Well, I can tell you what happened to Randy, because a lot of us in conservative radio wanted to find out. The only thing they found was a bottle opener, and that really led us to look for some of the empties, which led us to the belief that it was drunk driving. But was it really? Was it planted? That is the thing we don't know.
Well, I hope that someday they'll find out what happened to Randy. The only thing they found was a bottle opener.
Right. They found a bottle opener, and they found empties. And
did they find any part of him?
Yes, they did. They found a hand. Oh, this is tough to say. You know, God bless you, Pete, for being blind. They found a hand wrapped around a penis.
Those are the only two body parts?
Those are the only two body parts that they found, yeah. I know it hurts, but those of us, all of us in the conservative movement, mourned him, and we will press on.
Ben Shapiro with us, the new bright light in conservative radio, on the line with us here from his home in Chicago, Illinois, as we're talking to him about the new gig that he's got. Not just the new gig. So you're getting some hot water going in there, huh?
I hope you don't mind. I love how relaxing the hot water is.
I understand Phil Hendry, who's a talk show host out in California.
Who's that?
Never mind.
You said?
When you're enjoying the hot water, it sounds like you're really enjoying that hot water, huh?
It feels so good, you know? It feels so right.
Ben Shapiro. Ben, you have burst on the conservative radio scene with your own show, a nationally syndicated show. I thought you were just going to be on WLS. And then I found out that...
You're stuttering a little bit.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
No, I already know why. I talked to Tom Dobkin.
Well, then you know that I'm a little disappointed.
I know you're disappointed in the fact that you didn't get the big national shot with Tom's show, although you are nationally syndicated.
Yeah, but I'm not on in the big markets like you are.
Right. And there's a reason for that, Pete. Not because you're not a very good talk show host, it's just because I'm a phenom. And I fit the bill. I'm out of the mold. I'm out of the Sean Hannity mold, where you just heard Sean with the high-pitched voice. I'm almost a half octave higher. And that's what wins in conservative radio.
I wanted to ask you about that. Did you intentionally get a high voice?
No, I was born with it, but I had conservative opinions. I was born with a really high, kind of whiny voice, and then I also have conservative opinions. Put those two things together, and what have you got? President Trump. The same way. President Trump does not have what one would call a low baritone voice. He has a screeching, almost effeminate sound, but not quite.
I wouldn't say the president is effeminate.
No, but I'm just testing my powers as a voice here on the right. If I can call President Trump effeminate and get away with it, I've got something going on.
There's no question about that, but, you know, Ben, let's remember who we work for.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that, and I'm perfectly willing to accept that.
I'm with Ben Shapiro. So let's talk about what's happening in the country and some of these issues. And as I say that, I can see that, I think, what do we have? Sean Hannity's called back in. So I don't know whether or not Sean's back with his...
I don't understand. I thought this was going to be my time.
Sean, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're just getting into it with Ben.
I know. I'll tell you what happened, Ben. I don't mean to be interrupting, but I parked and I got in the house and I saw my wife and I turned around. I got back in the car and now I'm going around the block again. Well, I can kind of understand that, I guess, but this was going to be my, you know, moment. I know, but it can't be that serious as long as you're sitting there, you know, you're taking a bubble bath. And, it's not a bubble bath, okay? I'm just giving you a hard time. It's great to be with you. You know, I believe in you, Ben. And as I said, you know, I guess we never really did answer that question.
Well, we answered the question that if there needs to be a Jesus Christ, I'll go ahead and not fall on this. I'll fall on the cross, huh?
You know, so let me talk to Ben for a minute, and you just hold on there, if you don't mind, Tom.
Sure.
So, Ben, what do you think is going to be the big issue for you? I know you talk an awful lot about the bad press you get. I do get bad, did you say bad press? Or, I said bad press. Oh, I do get bad press. I don't like it, but I know that there's not a whole hell of a lot I can do about it. And yet I still complain an awful lot about it, and I make the issue about me. I think that's the most important thing, to make the issue about me, so that when I do make it about me, people are going to understand
that it's about you.
Yes, that it's about me. And hold on for just a minute, okay? You can't keep giving yourself hot water, okay? I'm just... Oh, yeah.
Guys.
I forgot you were there, Pete. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Sean.
Well, I had a couple of more.
I had to hang up on Sean Hannity.
I don't know that you have the juice to do that, but you know what? Yeah, I'll back you up if anybody questions you. How about that?
That's fine. We're talking to Ben Shapiro. Sean Hannity has been with us here. This is the Pete Bone Show, and Pete Bone will not be denied. So, as I was saying before we were interrupted, what do you think?
Well, we weren't really interrupted. It was just a thought that Sean was trying to copy and paste.
Right. What do you think is the big issue?
Well, I was just saying to Sean that I'm the big issue. Not that I am, but I understand that what I say on the air attracts an awful lot of attention. But since I don't take any phone calls, no one's going to challenge me on it.
What do you think about that not taking a phone call thing?
Oh, I think it's the right way to go because Phil Hendry, that host you were talking about, the guy that pretty much destroyed talk radio as it existed, getting all those fake calls and faking people out and making everyone sound like an ass. So I don't know who's real and who isn't, and that's why I don't take any phone calls, except that they're really heavily screened, and we know that maybe it's coming from my mom or my dad or something like that. I understand.
Well, that's a very good... I take real calls.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you, but I can't... Are you sure they're real?
I guess. We've got a phone call. I know this guy's real. Tom Dovka.
Oh, Tom. I love Tom Dovka.
Tom Dovka is joining us right now from the Cavco building, and Tom is the guy that discovered me, and... he wants to talk to you, Ben, or maybe talk a little turkey.
I love Tom Dovka. There's no question about it.
Tom, how you doing?
Hey, really good. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm great. I've had a big hand in keeping Pete Bone on the air. And
is your name Ben Bone?
No, it's Pete Bone.
I almost gave you a good name, you know.
That would be a great name, Ben Bone, if I didn't have any Ben.
Well, I think that, you know... We got to do something with Pete's show. Maybe Ben Bone. I can't use Ben because that's your name, but Ben Bone, God, that would have been great.
I think Pete Bone's fine.
Sure. What about I want to talk a little bit of business with you, and I don't want to do it here on the air, but are you ready? Can you handle lunch tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, I can have lunch. Are you in Chicago?
Yeah, I am in Chicago. My office is on State Street. If you want, we're going to have some lunch. I don't really eat lunch as much as I feed.
I understand. You want something with lots of food and napkins, I guess.
Yeah, I need a place that got napkins. So. Well, we'll talk about it, okay? I got your number here.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Okay, there goes Tom Dovka, the radio consultant. And, I wanted to ask you something, Ben, that we alluded to a little bit, and we haven't really gotten to it as much as I wanted to get to it, and that is the, let me just put it this way. The nature of your voice, and by that, what I mean by that is the nature of how high pitched. Now, it's, I got Hannity. Is that Hannity? Hey, Sean, we just happened to be...
Yeah, I got into my house. I couldn't take it.
No, I understand. We're talking about your voice and Ben's.
Are you talking about my voice and Sean's voice? Yeah, he is, Ben, because we both have rather high-sounding, thin voices. I never really noticed that. Really? No one's ever said anything to me.
No one's ever said anything to you that you sound a lot like Sean?
I don't think he sounds like me. I think, if anyone sounds like anyone, yes, he sounds like me, but he doesn't sound like me. What are you saying?
Has anyone said to either one of you guys, your voices are high and thin?
No one's ever said that to me. People are too enamored of the things that I... What about you, Ben?
No, I've never heard anyone say it. They do talk that way. They talk behind my back. You can't say that?
Say it again.
I said anything.
You're starting to get a little panicky, so lower it down.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I just noticed that it was funny that the first conservative voice nationally to come along in a long time, you, Ben, and you have a high-pitched voice.
I guess I would say that it's a kind of voice that is relatable. I've never thought of myself to have a high-pitched voice. But, you know, boy, that's...
I know. They're trying to say we got tiny balls. That's what they're saying.
I'm not saying that at all.
Man, I hope to God you're not saying that because, you know, I've got a whole alt-right movement behind me.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you've got these high-pitched voices. That's all. I've been in radio for a long time.
Yeah, you see, Tom's been in radio since he scrubbed toilets at his first job.
I know you scrubbed toilets at your first job. I know you have a lot of experience, and I'm not trying to knock the experience that you have, but you're saying that just because you scrub toilets...
I'm not saying because I scrub toilets I know more about radio.
Well, you're saying that because you scrub toilets, you are more of a veteran?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You're more of a radio veteran?
No, I don't think that. I'm wondering how the audience can handle listening to two guys. One was probably...
Well, but are you trying to say that my voice was something people had to put up with?
No, I'm saying now that we hear Ben...
Oh, because you mean it. Hey, let me tell you something, okay, Pete?
No, but just let me finish my point.
No, let me tell you something, Pete. I've been around, too, okay? I've been podcasting, and I used to give lectures in class, and I talked, you know, I was on my student council. I did a lot of stuff, and...
All right.
Whoa, hold on for a minute. I did a lot of stuff. So I'm no cherry, okay? And I don't need you or any other... Yeah, hold on for a minute. Ah, feels great. I don't need you or any other... Trying to tell me... Oh, yeah, that felt really good. Trying to tell me I'm not qualified. So,
I'm not saying you're not qualified, Ben. I'm not saying any of those things.
You're just saying he sounds like a punk kid.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just wondering how the audience deals with that.
The audience has nothing to deal with, okay? Because it's either this voice or my real voice. And, all right, you said it. Are we on the air right now?
Yes, we're on the air.
You just said it. If you allow yourself to be heard as you really are. Well, I don't want people to think you're trying to tell me I sound like some punk cherry, okay?
I didn't say that, Ben.
Yes, that's what you're intimating. He's saying that about you too, Sean.
No, he's not saying that about me. But I've got a higher, probably more, better self-view than you do.
I got a great self-view.
But you're using that voice because you wanted to sound like me. And, you know, the bloom is off the rose.
Do you think that people really know what I sound like?
What do you mean, what you really sound like?
I'm saying... Go ahead.
My voice... This is my voice, okay? And I was working on radio. This is my voice, okay? You understand what I'm saying? This is my voice.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black. I'm a white man. God damn. But this is my voice.
You're not a black man. You're Ben Shapiro.
Yes, I'm Ben Shapiro. It's my voice, though. The reason why I don't use this voice is because this is going to flip every conservative listening to the radio from here to there. They're going to flip them out. Okay? I can say, hey, I'm a white man, and they won't believe it. That's number one. The other problem that I've got is that, you know, Hannity sounded like the way he sounded. I try to sound like that. Try to sound it.
And that's what he did. He tried to develop a voice that sounded like mine, and it was too high-pitched.
It was too high-pitched.
But you're a white man.
Hey, how many times are you going to ask me that, man?
Yes, he's a white man.
And your name is Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, my name's Ben Shapiro. Hey, what is it with you? You don't understand? Well, you think all white men have to sound like you? I'm a white man.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from the South. Okay, I'm from Ketchy Creek, Arkansas, originally.
Ketchy Creek, Arkansas, wow.
And so what he did was, in order to get on conservative radio, he squeaked his voice up.
I use a thing called a ball clamp. Have you heard of that?
Well, it used to be an advertiser on the Phil Hendry show.
Yes. And you put that thing on. Here, I'll show you what I'm talking about, because I just took it off.
Be careful with that, will you, Ben?
Why? Because it's yours.
Do you wear one of those, Sean?
No, I do not, Phil. I don't. My voice is naturally like...
Yeah, I'm going to tighten the ball clamp up.
Here I am, see? Okay, this is the Sean Hannity voice.
It's way too high-pitched.
I tried to tell him. Really, let me untighten it. No.
Yeah, it goes down. See, I can't. There's no mid-range on this goddamn thing. Fuck it. Fuck it, man. I knew I shouldn't have come on this chump show. God damn it. I knew I should have. Man, I knew I should come on this damn chump shit, you know. Anyway, you know, it's,
Okay, listen, Sean, I said goodbye to Sean Hannity. Ben, maybe you can put the ball clamp back on.
I'm going to try and put the ball clamp on.
Yeah, okay, the ball clamp is back on. Everybody know I sound like that again now. And, you know, the only thing I can think to do, the only thing that's going to help here is if I give myself another shot of hot water. It's just... Oh, yeah, that feels fantastic.
Pete Bone will not be denied. Pete Bone will not be denied. He won't be denied this cheap, sordid, insulting little bit of radio satire mocking a guy's voice.
I'm Ben Shapiro, yeah.
famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. What?
I'm Sean Hannity. I'm still circling the block.
Yeah.